Audio Kitchen.
You won't believe the static.
The Audio Kitchen.
The Audio Kitchen.
Yes, it's running. You can't hear it. You can't hear it go round when you're recording. Well, when you're rewinding or something, you can.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, now we shut the door.
Tell it like it is, Professor.
This is the life of Thomas Alva Edison and how we got our electric light. Thomas Alva Edison gave us the wonder of light. At 16 years of age, Edison became a telegraph inventor. Edison's career was a great inventor. Edison was interested in the fact that electricity heats the wire through which it passes through. In 1879, Edison clamped some cotton thread between two blocks of wood. When the thread was taken out of the oven 5 hours later, it had been changed into carbofilament.
Edison placed the carbonized thread filaments into a bulb from which the air had been pumped out. Edison now turns on an electric current. The filament glowed. This was the first electric light. The first electric light burned for 40 hours. He wanted to find a material that would burn longer. Edison found that the bamboo was the material for his electric light. In 1880, Edison strung rolls of electric lights from the trees in Menlo Park. In 1882, the first central power station was built on Pearl Street, New York City. Many buildings were soon provided with electric light. And that's the story of Thomas Alva Edison and the wonder of light.
Hello?
Hello? The Audio Kitchen is underway. And I am the professor, your host, your guide. And what a selection of unprofessional and unprofitable sound I have here. A plethora. I am in the proud possession of a plethora. Oh, and this, by the way, this is like my summer anthem. By the way, don't worry. Winter is on the way. I was listening to the weather on the way over. It should be cool soon. And then it's going to get cold, like in November or something. At least in the New York metropolitan area. It's the global warming thing. Don't worry about that. That'll take another couple years. So let's visit some of our friends. I have a new friend to introduce to you this evening. But first, let us return to a Brooklyn bedroom. circa 1975. It's Ellen Schneider and her friend or sister Jackie, I think. This has been a continuing series here in the Audio Kitchen, where Ellen interviews the various tchotchkes on her dresser.
Hello?
Little trolls, animals, dolls. It's an interview program. And this week, Ellen will be interviewing Sweetbird and the Fair Lady of France. Sweetbird is some type of a birdie mechanism which emits a pleasant odor when there's trouble on Ellen's dresser. When there are emotional problems between the tchotchkes,
hello?
Sweetbird gives them her smell. And then there's the Fair Lady of France, once a proud little piece of plastic on top of a royal cake in France. Now part of Ellen Schneider's bedroom. Ellen's dresser is the home of a very complex mythology.
Back to the interview, the interview, the interview. Back to the interview, the interview today. We will now have an interview with Sweetbird. Hello, Sweetbird.
Hello.
How are you?
Sweet smelling as always.
Do you enjoy being perfume?
Yes, very much. And I have a very good protection from burglars, you see. And it comes off nice and easy, but other people cannot take it off, only me and my master. You see, when I flip my tail, it comes off. And when I flip my tail again, it comes on. You see, it is much fun being perfume. Would you like to smell here?
Yeah. Mmm, very nice.
Isn't it? Do you like it? Would you like some more samples? I can give you, mail you a sample in a little, on a tissue. You see, we make these, but like wash and dries, except we have them in perfume.
Oh, that won't be necessary. Thank you anyway, though.
You're quite welcome. Well,
do you like your smell?
Yes, I think it's very pretty. And whenever something goes wrong up on the top, I just spray this, and not only is it sweet smelling, but it makes people happy. It has a strange result on the stuffed animals on the Ellen Schneider dresser.
Oh, what is that strange result?
Everybody seems to smile, especially Raggedy Ann. Everybody smiles and becomes happy and has joys again. And anybody who's sad quickly becomes happy. Even Gluck smiles a little bit.
Oh, and who is Gluck?
You interviewed him yesterday.
Oh, yes. Do you like him?
Oh, I think he is very nice. He always hangs around me whenever I'm ready to give out my smell. You see, there are certain times, like a cuckoo clock, except there are except my span, my time span is much further apart, and I give out a short little smell which makes everybody happy to make sure no one gets sad.
How do you feel about the rest of the animals on the dresser?
Oh, I love them all. My favorite one is Snowball. He's never sad. He's always helping me make people happy, and he's so nice. And Raggedy Ann is fun to play with. And Gluck is fun to have conversations with. But Reddy and Pinky, well, I don't want to insult anybody, but they are a little bit conceited, and they don't want to talk to anybody but themselves on top of the TV. But when I give them my smell, they seem to start acting happy and talk. But they're the only ones that are not greatly affected by this.
Oh. How do you feel about Pinky the cat?
How about her?
You will now have an interview with the Fair Lady of France. Hello.
Hello. My name is Fair Lady of France. You can call me Miss Your Highnesses.
Okay, Miss Your Highnesses.
That is my pen name. But I am the Fair Lady of Paris. Paris, France, that is.
Oh, well, how do you feel about the French people?
I like them very much. I wish I were back there. I mean, I like Ellen Schneider's dresser. But I like my cake that I was standing on. I was standing on a famous cake of the wedding of the king and queen in Paris. There was a king and queen just for the city of Paris. And I was on the cake, but I was put away in a large refrigerator. That's where the cake is to keep fresh. And then, well, they were giving people to this dresser, and I thought that would be fun to be in America, but now I miss all my family, but I really do like it up there.
Oh, how do you feel about New York?
It's nice, but Paris isn't half as polluted.
How come you still wear your French costume?
Well, the people on Ellen Schneider's dresser are like this. Everybody has their original, what they are. Raggedy Ann always wears her Raggedy Ann outfit. And, of course, I am from France, so I have to represent them, and I wear my French outfit.
Oh, and why do you always carry an umbrella?
This is a French custom. Well, in Paris, it once rained for 20 days and 20 nights, so it was from the first day of Christmas through New Year's, and it usually, in Paris at that time, either snows or is beautiful out, because after all, either we have a beautiful white Christmas or it's a beautiful day. But the problem was, it was raining and it was terrible, so we carry the umbrella to represent that time. It happened the year, what was it now? Oh, yes, 1210.
Oh, that's very interesting. Don't you get uncomfortable with your hair like that?
No, as a matter of fact, it's very cool. Because your hair is up and it stays up nice, and it's very cool when it gets hot in the house.
And also, isn't that dress very stiff?
No, well, it used to be, but after I got out of the refrigerator and thawed out, it became very, well, easy to wear and very smooth and soft. So now it's much easier to walk around in and talk and things.
Do you like it on top of the little orange drawer cabinet?
Oh, yes. You see, I am shorter than most of the animals up there. So at least I get to see the things. And since I am a Miss Your Highnesses and a Fair Lady of France, I'm supposed to be on top of things, and I'm sort of used to it after the cake.
Oh, well, that's very, very nice. Also, how do you feel about the sweet bird?
Oh, I love him. He's so, so Paris-like. You know, it's really weird, because in Paris they always have beautiful perfumes, and it was a custom for all the women of Paris to wear the perfume. And, well, Sweet Bird is very, very sweet-smelling, so we get along very well, and we talk about each other's ancestries.
Oh, well, I'm terribly afraid our time is running out. It was wonderful speaking with you.
Thank you so much. I hope to come back another day, maybe give you some French words that you can learn. Oh, and as French ladies would say, merci. And it's been nice talking to you. Good day.
Au revoir.
Kind of an international flavor. Cross-cultural audio. case you didn't know, you are tuned into the Audio Kitchen. By the way, if I'm not mistaken, I believe the Audio Kitchen is going to be rebroadcast this evening, right after this program is over. At 8 o'clock on WBCQ, what is it, 7.415? I think so, 41 megahertz, 41 meter band. Thanks to Idio Audio. They're in Toronto, Idio Audio, and WBCQ is in Maine. And I'm in New Jersey. It's a crazy postmodern world. I have another piece of audio that bears some similarities to Ellen and her friend. This also is an interview concept. This is a little more complex, in a way. This came to me from Georgia Todd. Oh, boy. The long-awaited shipment from Georgia has arrived. It's a beaut. This is something called the West Lake, is it? No, Wood Lake questionnaire. Maybe it's from Wood Lake, Georgia. I didn't check my road atlas before I left home. This also is from the mid-70s. And what these girls have done is created their own Buchanan and Goodman... Dickie Goodman kind of production. If you recall those, that when they were popular from like the 50s, late 50s into the 70s, where Dickie Goodman or somebody would pretend to be a newsman or an interviewer and would ask a question to, you know, a moon man or the president or something. And then they would use a clip of a popular song. Well, these girls are doing this, and apparently they are conducting a mock interview of their friends or classmates here. And it sounds like they've taped all their clips off the radio. And the latest clip I can identify myself is from maybe like 76. So it's from around that time that this was probably made. And it sounds like they're off the radio. For one reason, some of the clips are a little fast, and they used to speed up songs. It was a popular thing to do in the late 60s and the 70s. But it's very entertaining material, and these girls must have spent hours, if not days, working on this little project.
The Woodlake questionnaire.
Kim, what do you keep saying to Reno?
Just stay, just a little bit longer.
Larry, what are your favorite nights?
Nights on the Broadway.
Bob, what do you consider yourself as?
Water boys.
Thank you all. Kevin, where are you living?
Living on the
Broadway. Lisa, what kind of rivers do you like?
Flowing rivers.
Jeff, when and where were you born?
1927, Kansas City.
Fred, we heard that you wasn't happy with your name. What would you like it to be?
Christopher David.
Larry, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Cancer. And my name is Larry. And I like a woman that loves everything and everybody.
Beverly, who does your heart belong to?
My heart belongs to me.
Jerry, what do you keep promising yourself?
I never will marry.
Carol, what is your favorite instrument?
My green tambourine.
Reno, what are you?
Kim, what do people describe you as?
Long-legged girl with a short sausage.
Jim, what kind of fever did you have?
Debbie, what do you describe Jim as?
I'm just a hunger, hunger, burning love. Just a hunger, hunger, burning love.
Mike Foster, how did you feel last night?
Like a night in old-fashioned
book. Kim, what does Reno think of you?
A girl.
Think of him.
This boy. This boy.
Tammy, what did you say to Mike Borowski on his 19th birthday?
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Sometimes call you
Old Bill Brown.
Dwayne, what is your favorite hobby?
I like dreaming.
Stevie, what kind of people do you like?
Short people.
Mike Pedraza, what kind of house are you going to live in? Tammy, what kind of van are you going to get when you grow up?
A Chevy van.
Lisa, what did you say when someone came in your room last night and turned your lights on?
I live by the light.
Bev, why don't you like slow dancing?
Slow dancing, it don't turn me on.
Debbie, what did you used to say to yourself before you met Jim?
Once I was downhearted.
Light bulb every night.
You light up my life.
Kim, what did you say to that magician after you seen his show?
You made me believe in magic.
Beverly, what did you say when you was falling off that 24-story building? No, really, what did you say?
And I'm falling.
To be continued on the next side. When your mother starts giving you the third degree, what's the first question that she asks you?
Did you boogie with your baby?
Tammy, when you come home from the movies and your mother starts giving you the third degree, what are the first few questions she asks you?
Did you boogie with your baby in the back row of the movie show?
That telephone call was from the doctors at the University Hospital. And did you hear that Larry's got the...
Target fever!
Debbie, when you spent the night at Tammy's house, I heard it was real cold over there.
Chills,
Jerry, what do you spend your days doing?
I spend my days just moving.
Mike Roski, when your car breaks down, what is the most important thing do you want to have in your car?
That's right.
Dwayne, when you go to discos, what do you like to do?
Do the hot dog.
Lee, Kim, what is Reno to you?
Well, it's been building up inside of me for, oh, I don't know how long.
And I can't hold it no longer.
You need love, and so do I. Let's turn the crowd around. Well, darling, won't let last the paint. Well, I don't care if I see you again. Just grab your horns, go and tell your friends. It won't be home, you won't be home, you won't be home. Tonight I'm yours, do anything that you want me to. Don't hurt me, don't hurt me. Tonight I'm yours, do anything that you want me to. Don't hurt me, babe. Yeah! I can tell by the challenge you. Are you, I'll remember you. I just wanna make the love to you. Twice 44 hours and more. I've been looking for a fantasy. We're in the mood for reality. We're like guns on the rescue bees. Rock me, baby, rock me, baby. Rock me, rock me. Tonight I'm yours. Do anything that you want me to. Don't hurt me, don't hurt me. Tonight I'm yours. Do anything that you want me to. Don't hurt me, yeah. You go on ready, I go around. I just love to just waste your time. Remember me this way. I'll be willing to see my face again. I think of me as a permanent friend. And love is like a hurricane. So disappear, disappear, disappear. Tonight I'm yours. Do anything that you want me to. Don't hurt me, don't hurt me. Tonight I'm yours. Do anything that you want me to. Don't hurt me, don't hurt me. Tonight I'm yours. Do anything that you want me to. Don't hurt me, don't hurt me. Tonight I'm yours. Do anything that you want me to. Don't hurt me, don't hurt me. Tonight you're mine. Tonight you're mine. Do anything, do anything. Tonight you're mine. Tonight you're mine. Tonight, always. Tonight you're mine. Do anything that you, do anything that you, do anything that you want me to. You want me to, you want me to, you want me to. Just do anything, anything your heart desires.
That was Chris Palestis. The excitable Chris Palestis. Tonight, I'm yours. And then we heard from those girls doing the Woodlake Questionnaire. What song were they playing there? Did you boogie with your baby in the back row of the movie show? Anybody recognize that? If you know the answer to that question, or if you'd like to contact me here, the email address is theprof@wfmu.org. And if you'd like to ship your amateur audio this way, it's the Audio Kitchen, care of WFMU, P.O. Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. So not only did I get a wonderful shipment from Georgia Todd, and we'll hear another fine selection from those tapes soon, within the half hour. But old Brian Bellott was down in Florida. Perfect time of year to visit Florida. Nice and warm. But he was down there ravaging the thrift stores. Rummaging and ravaging, and he came up with a few goodies. Including this next item. You know, I forgot to bring this week's episode of Wall to Wall America. Sorry. Next week, we're going to go out on the pier with Jim and Arlene Wall and watch the birdies. We'll do that all next week. Meanwhile, you'll have to make do here with Grandma Jones. It's a new friend, a new pal for all of us. The funny thing about this tape, just quickly as far as how he discovered it, was he wasn't finding a lot of tapes. And he started going through the music tapes with the music regular covers on them. And he found this, it's a blank tape. It didn't say anything on it. Which is scary as somebody goes out to look for this audio, to think that all of those tapes up in the rack at the thrift store, you might want to look inside of those boxes too. But anyway, this tape, I believe, was made sometime in the late 80s, and the circumstances involved Grandma Jones. She had bought a tape recorder for her grandson, whose name I do not know. And her grandson is really sort of irrelevant here, because Grandma Jones in this tape, and you'll be hearing it for the next few weeks, and I hope you'll enjoy it as much as I am and will. It's kind of going through a stream of consciousness ramble as she is going through her everyday activities and giving her grandson all this information, more than her grandson could ever have wanted to know. In fact, as Melissa, Brian's girlfriend Melissa, said, we're probably the first ones to hear this tape, because you can bet her grandson didn't listen. And now you're invited into the life of Grandma Jones. An intimate portrait of a perky senior citizen.
Life of Grandma Jones. Now that we both have tape players, we can send talk tapes to each other. Grandma's folding her laundry, which you know I hate to do. You know, I had a great Christmas. I hope you did too. Got lots of nice things. I got a shirt from Aunt Jenny with a lion on it, and a new wallet, which I needed really bad. And I got a figurine with a lamb on it from Paul, and a bottle of my favorite perfume, So I'm going to smell really nice when you come. Yeah, I hope you got lots of nice things. And I got a new purse from Aunt Gail and Uncle Jim. And I got a shirt and cookies from Grandma. And what else did I get from Grandma? Can't remember. Wait, just let me think quick. Anyway, it's in a little bag. And anyway, Aunt Gail and Uncle David and Paul all came for Christmas dinner from Fort Lauderdale, and I had prime rib and stuff like that. And I'm going to make soup from the bones. This tape is probably very boring. I've never made a talk tape before, so I don't know how great it's sounding. After a while, I'm going to take a shower when I get this damn clothes folded and go to Farmore and get Christmas paper and stuff on sale, so then I'll have it for next year. I always buy it ahead of time on sale and have it a year ahead of time. So anyway, I won't be too long, and you'll be tooting along here at your spring break. Grandma got vacation time for the whole time you're gone, so hopefully we can do a lot. You know, I don't know what yet, depending on how much money I have, but we'll have fun. And you'll be able to play with your friends while you're here with Timothy and Ashley. And then we have another new little boy that lives right down the street. He's about your age, too. He just moved in about a month ago. So you'll have him to play with, too. So I didn't get your bike fixed yet, but it will be fixed by the time you get here. And so you and I can go bike riding together now. I can ride a little ways, but not too far yet, because I still get too out of breath. But I'm practicing every day, and by the time you get here, maybe I'll be able to ride a nice long ways. So we can go places together on our bicycles, because it should still be cool by then. It's still pretty hot here. You know, all the windows are open, and I still go around in shorts and stuff. And, you know, I know it's cold up there, so. But it'll be warm here Easter, too. You bring your shorts so that we can, you know. And we'll take some nice walks on the beach and stuff like that. Maybe we'll go to Venice Beach, where they have the shark's teeth, and you can find some shark's teeth on the beach in Venice. I'm going to stop now for a minute, okay? Hi, well, I rewound it so I could listen to myself. It doesn't sound too bad. I hope you do better on your first talk tape that you send to me. Grandma will send you some blank tapes and envelopes so you can mail them to me. And we can mail back and forth, and I think it'll be fun, you know, for us to do that.
Grandma Jones. Making her very first talk tape. Next week, we'll be with Grandma Jones as she crams her drawers full of clean, folded underwear and socks. Here in the Audio Kitchen, we get to go places that few people ever really think about going. I got some good music coming your way. Some soul music. some jams. We're going to hear some jams. First, I want to play another selection from Clyde Shifty. Clyde Shifty and the Mullet Orchestra is what it says on this CD. But really, it's just some fella who was working for AT&T. And he probably had enough of AT&T at the time that he made these recordings. Played one of these a couple weeks back, got some positive feedback. It's pretty entertaining material. Because, you see, he was recording himself as he was taking calls. He was like a customer service guy for AT&T. And he was being kind of a cut-up. A silly man in a headset.
Thank you for calling the AT&T International Service Center. This is Junior. How can I help you?
It's actually, I'm already with using the international country.
Yes, sir.
Best weekend promotion.
Yes, sir.
And when I received my last bill, I noticed that there was another best weekend promotion, but it's July 16th to January 11th. So what, I don't know what that means.
Can I have your phone number, please, sir? And the name on the account, sir?
Last name.
Can I tell you a story, sir?
Excuse me?
Yeah. When I was a child, sir, I had a teacher named Mrs. Crabtree.
Uh-huh.
And story was, she was my third grade teacher.
Uh-huh.
And this one day we came into class and I had my lunch. My mother made me a sandwich with American cheese.
Uh-huh.
And mustard.
Uh-huh.
I used to love that when I was a child, and I came into school. And Mrs. Crabtree came over to me and she said, excuse me, Junior, what is it that you're trying to do today with your sandwich? And I said, well, ma'am, I plan on eating it today. And she said, well, you can't do that today. And I said, but ma'am, my mother made me the sandwich. And she said, no, sir. And she said all kinds of bad things about my mother. And I had to leave school. And I don't know how to read, sir. Well, sir, that's not exactly altogether true, but
Okay, I get your point.
All right, thank you. All right, but I'll have you back on the plan now. You're on the weekend plan. That's going to be on your account for the next 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to be, it's going to be effective immediately.
Yeah.
And that's going to be coming off your account on the 10th of July.
Okay. And you mean that from January 11th up to date, I was out of this?
Yes, sir, but I'm going to put it on your account since you do, sir. You know, you laugh a little bit at my little joke and everything. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to, not only am I going to backdate it all the way back to the 13th of January,
uh-huh.
but in addition to that, I'm also going to give you $25 off your bill. For the next 4 months, sir, the way of May Jr. telling you thank you for listening to my tale of woe, sir.
Thank you. What's your name?
My name is Junior, sir.
Oh, your name is Junior?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Junior, thank you. So now I'm back in the promotion, huh?
You are back in the promotion for another 6 months, sir.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure, sir. I hope you have a happy day, sir.
Thank you.
Hope you ride into the sunset like a happy cowboy, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Clyde Shifty as Junior. Here's something else from Georgia Todd. This is a sing-along. And I don't want to say a lot about it, other than just if you're having a bad day, if you're kind of like sitting in a pool of your own sweat, frustrated with traffic, angry at your spouse, your boss, maybe you need to hear this.
She loved me deep in the eye. She loved to make no mistake. Your bird is mine. Monkey, right? You show your face all day long. I'm killing you. Come on, kid. Gonna get your mind. Gonna shoot you, kill. Some more. Alright. I'm doing the job. I say it like this, and it may be true, but my always told me you're the way that I get to become a man. A man, you know me, man. You know I'm bad. A man, you know me, man. You know I'm bad.
That was a Michael Jackson cover. I'm Bad. And something else, too, I think. But you got to love the Shalimar. Second time around. Oh, my Lord. Just one item from a very intriguing tape of many tapes sent up here by Georgia Tide. And again, thank you. Well, to be honest with you, I had planned on bringing up my Walls episode, and I'm running a little short. And I do have one more item I want to play for you. But it's not going to fill up the next few minutes that I have for the show, so let us yield to Ziggy Bathtub.
A baby, baby, really likes your lips. A baby, baby, really likes your pants. A baby, baby, really like your pants. All bought for fun time. A baby, baby, really like your lips. A baby, baby, really like your pants. All aboard for fun time. Everybody, we want in. We want some. We want some. All aboard for fun time. I stumble into town, just like a sacred cow. Visions of swastikas in my head, plans for everyone. It's in the whites of my eyes, my little China girl. You shouldn't mess with me, I'll ruin everything you are. You know, I'll give you television, I'll give you eyes of blue, I'll give you a man who wants to rule the world. And when I get excited, my little China girl, she says,
oh baby, just you shut your mouth,
she says.
Ziggy Bathtub, a fan of not only David Bowie, but also Iggy Pop. He likes Heart a lot, too. So there's lots of great material to come here. Right now it's in boxes and piles in my little workroom, but it'll be sorted through. It'll come to life in one way or another. I always like to end the program on a positive note, somehow. And this certainly should do the trick. This is something discovered by Brian Blatt in his recent trip to Florida. Florida is a great place for... It's a great place to find all sorts of leftover items from people's lives. Not just audio, but some fine clothing and dinnerware. Because, well, people generally go to Florida to die. I mean retire. And their items end up in the... in the remainder bin of life. It's where the walls came from, Florida. It's where the tapes came from. But this particular item is a document of the love between Sandra and Robert. From a few years ago, don't know how old, maybe the 70s, maybe the early 80s, I'm not sure. A southern couple, perhaps. And it starts off with Robert singing his love for Sandra. Very sweet. But the star of this little piece of audio is Sandra herself, who is very, very much in love with Robert. They're about to get married at one point, and then later on, she says it's a year later, and she still loves Robert. And her passion for him drives her to poetry and hygiene. And breakfast.
With 38,950, but be warned.
Inside, I love you. I will till I die. There, I said it again. I said it, what more can I say? Believe me, there's no other way. I love you, I will till the end. There, I said it again.
Robert, very, very much. Robert is my favorite person in the whole wide world. And we're going to get married as soon as we can. Right, Robert? Robert, would you like to go take a shower with me?
Yeah.
Right now?
Right now.
Let's go. Robert, you are the love of my life. I need you like roses need rain. I need you like the sun needs the moon and the stars. I need you like a table needs legs. And I need you like grits needs eggs and cheese under it. Roses are red, violets are blue. Sandra loves Robert. That'll have to do. Like the day needs the sun. Robert, I need you like a baby needs its mother. Like a table needs legs, and like grits needs eggs, and grits under it. It's 1 year later, Robert, and I still love you. I wish you a Merry Christmas, I wish you a Merry Christmas, I wish you a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. I love you, I love you.
And we leave you with this thought.
One day I'll get used to pushing these buttons. One day I'll figure it out. I need to go take a shower. Wanna go with me? Okay. This show is over. WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope. Officially, we're on them radio stations. And archives of this program and all sorts of other good things at WFMU.org. Trash Twang up next. Stay warm, please. At least 98.6 inside, all right? See ya.
Goodbye.